National Guard Specialist Shigun Frederick Akintade was not born an American, but he died an American. He was a Nigerian immigrant, 34 years old. Just 1 year ago, he became a U.S. citizen. About a month ago, he was killed in Iraq. Jesse Graham reports from New York.
Shigun Frederick Akintade was the oldest of five children. He came to the States in 1996, following the death of his father, to try and make a better life for his family. He arrived in the Brooklyn home of Lawrence Koliosho, the son of a family friend.
He believed that there is nothing you can't achieve in America.
His first name meant victory in Yoruba, but his friends in Brooklyn called him Freddy. He was loud and boisterous. Friends remember his laugh as electrifying. He loved to argue.
And he brags that he's the sexiest person in the world. Well, he would say girls love him because of his looks. And if I really want to get on his nerves, I would say something negative about America. He didn't like that. He would take it personal.
By day, Akintade earned an associate's degree in computer science. At night, he worked at Bear Stearns. He sent money home to his family in Lagos to pay for his siblings' education. He joined the National Guard during peacetime. His first day of basic training was September 11, 2001.
He was very, very patriotic. As a matter of fact, it's going to be very hard for you to find an American that will be as patriotic as he is.
Koliosho flips through an album full of photos of Akintade and his friends at theme parks, out to dinner, in their finest outfits as they get ready to go out to clubs. It was on the dance floor in April of 2001 that Akintade met Leon George, a nursing student from Kenya who became his fiancée.
I remember he asked me, like, was I there by myself? And I just said yes, 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 because, you know, his eyes were to die for. He was so handsome, you know, just the way he was dressed, just the way he approached me, it was just calm, and he was so respectful.
The two quickly moved in together. He cooked her oxtail stew and made her hot chocolate while she studied. Akintade was sent to Iraq in February. He came home for 2 weeks' leave in September. A trained marksman, his hands were covered with blisters from his gun. His hair and his boots were filled with sand. After 2 weeks, he left again to serve out 5 more months in Iraq.
And I started crying, and he started saying, oh, why are you crying? Why are you acting like I'm never coming back?
Akintade was killed when a bomb exploded beneath his Humvee on October 28th.
If he could live again, I'm sure, being the person that he was, he would not even mind dying for United States the second time.
The Army flew Akintade's family from Nigeria to New York for the funeral. They're scheduled to return to Lagos soon, but Koliosho says his friend's greatest dream was for his family to be able to live in the United States. It's a dream Koliosho is now working to fulfill. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Graham in New York.